Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 11th of May, recording at 7:55 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, this is an important day in the stock markets. And first, a quick review here. Asian markets, mostly a little bit easier. Very small downside key day reversal on the Indian indices, for instance, the second time we've seen those in about within a couple of months, and shrugged off the first one, and this may only be a warning shot, but we should regard it at least as such. European markets started off the day strong, but then headed south. Not big declines. The biggest was the DAX, down just over 1%. But the real damage here is occurring on Wall Street. For instance, the NASDAQ Composite's down nearly 2% as I speak, S&P down 1.32, Dow down 1.25, that's 145 points on the Dow. Now, that is not drastic action. We aren't closed yet, and markets could rally or sell off further. We are at the lows of the day here right now. But here's the problem. Well, let me complete the review, and then I'll get back to the problem. Government bonds, quite weak in here today, although the treasuries have come off their lows as the Wall Street decline has steepened. The metal markets, for the most part, went absolutely ballistic, particularly copper, which has been so strong. This is just an unbelievable move. Got up over $4 in the States, and it's at $3.92 right now. Gold surged up big time. Spot bullion, $7.2670, and is currently $7.2020. That's still up over $12. And in the highlights, the U.S. dollar had strengthened early on in the day following Bernanke's comments last night, but then the dollar weakened again in here today, and so we saw the euro and Swiss francs extending their gains against the U.S. dollar. Now let me go back to the stock markets and say here's the problem. We know about all the liquidity, and that certainly has been underpinning stock markets in my view for really quite a long time. We also know that investors had become fairly euphoric. And we also know that there was a belief, particularly in the United States, that Bernanke was every stock market investor's best friend, and perhaps even every householder's best friend, because people said that Bernanke would continue to pump the liquidity into the system, that he was going to stop raising interest rates, and that if anything went wrong, that there was always the so-called plunge protection team. In other words, if the market sold off sharply, that the Fed would come in and start support buying once again. Well, perhaps, but they don't have to do it off a high. And we did see some of those U.S. indices at new recovery highs here yesterday, including the S&P index, and including the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and now the S&P is showing an upside failure, and the Dow's getting a big hit, and the NASDAQ sector is particularly weak. This is also occurring at a time when seasonally there are risks, as you know, the sell in May and go away. I've been looking for a correction in the second and third quarters. We hadn't seen anything resembling that until today's, and this may only be a warning shot across the bows, but Equally, it could be the beginning of that actual correction, and particularly when we consider some of the headwinds. Scope for further rises in interest rates. The ECB was talking today about hiking rates. So one ECB governor saying that 25 basis points would be the norm, but clearly rates were too low, but that 50 basis points would not be exceptional. That helped the euro, but not the stock markets. So we have those rising rates on both a short and long-term basis. And I've been saying that the rising long-term rates, which of course are controlled by the market, that had ceased to be a tailwind for stock markets and was in territory where it was beginning to become a headwind. I may be a little bit premature on that. Some people feel the U.S. 10-year yields have to get up above 5.5%, and historically that's been a fairly good point, but they're continuing to rise. And my view overall is that, as I've said several times, is that 5% for those 10-year U.S. Treasury bonds was not a ceiling on yields, but once crossed, probably the new floor. Now, the commodity move, that surge, was so strong in here today that will certainly fan talk of inflation at any rate, and it has to generate some inflation fears. I think that's reflected in the markets here today, and particularly in Wall Street's action. And we've also had oil up. I don't know if I mentioned that, but crude, which people were getting excited because it dipped under 73, I beg your pardon, dipped under $70 only a few days ago, but it's back up here trading after hours at 73.32. That's the crude NYMEX. So we have a number of headwinds here, of which the most important one, I suspect, is the strength of these industrial commodity markets and the inflationary concerns that will raise, which raises fears over further interest rate hikes. We also have the dollar quite weak in here. Now, initially, as I say, people were regarding that as good news for U.S. equities, and it still is, if we think in terms of multinational companies consolidating their earnings in a declining U.S. dollar. That's boosting their revenue from the overseas divisions as consolidated in dollars. Now, however, there will be a lot of people around, including myself, who remember that rising interest rates, bit of euphoria, following a bit of euphoria in global stock markets, rising commodity pressures, falling dollar, that this has coincided with stock market crises in inverted commas in the past. So at the risk of calling wolf here, I maintain that this is a dangerous environment in equities overall. It doesn't mean that I'm going to sell off my core investment holdings, number of which have been just benefiting phenomenally from this resources boom, and plus some of these high-flying emerging markets. But I'm emotionally prepared to ride out a correction in a number of markets, because I've only been looking for a correction followed by a very good buying opportunity. But bottom line, this is not a time to be putting new money in the stock market, in my view. And it is a time to be careful. And I think also, with Wall Street seeing right now, if it closes at these same levels that I quoted to you a few minutes ago, we will be seeing the biggest down day since January, I believe. At least that's the headline that Bloomberg is using in here today. And that's not going to increase confidence here overall. So, what have I done in here today? Well, Not all that much. Well, I did a lot actually in terms of tactical defense. I ramped up my gold stops. I had quite loose stops on my gold positions. I didn't want to overcrowd it. I'm very bullish for the longer term, but this market has just been accelerating upwards here, so that increases the risk that we see a bigger shakeout. I haven't taken anything out, but I did jam the stops up, which means there's a very high risk. It wouldn't take much of a correction to hike me out of those gold positions. So I'm giving away a little bit of profit that's sitting in the account right now on those overall positions. I give away a little bit of profit to leave the door open just in case these run again on the basis of a weak dollar and other general fears or concerns. But my another reason for banging those stops up, and I'm certainly not going to preempt this as say by selling out my gold position. I do think gold's going to go much higher over the longer term, as you know. But it's not going to do it in a linear fashion. And if Wall Street were to follow through on the downside for a few weeks, that would risk triggering a bit of a cascade effect, not just in stock markets, global stock markets, but also in a number of these high-flying commodities. And so on, just as people retreated to cash temporarily. Now that could cause counter-trend reactions in just about all markets. And for that reason, I've tightened up my stops on my various bond futures short positions in here again today, and they're showing some awfully good profits. And the gold profit, well, a number of you are going to have a similar position. You know, the profit's phenomenal. So I don't want all that to be at risk. Now, I haven't mentioned, well, I have just covered those bonds. A number of, well, these are still orderly declines, and thus my jamming the stops up to protect those positions. US dollar, taking profits in my euro dollar long yesterday, just before Bernanke spoke, looked, well, it was a good decision for about half a day. And then you can see the dollar was, as I say, stronger earlier today, but then reversed those gains. We're currently sitting at 128.50 against the euro. And that, well, I was only looking for a small pullback and to go back in, which I didn't do earlier today. But I've been saying all along, as you know, that the dollar peaked in November. That's my reference point for that was the US dollar index, and that it was going to come back down and go back to the historic lows on that US dollar index. That's sort of in the 80 to 78 range, and currently we're a little under the 85 level, closer to 84 probably. So we are seeing this dollar head on back down here. That is a bullish story, of course, for the gold price in US dollars, and gold's been moving up against pretty well all currencies in here, as you're probably well aware. Now, energy. The natural gas looked above $7 but didn't like it, fell back. Still ranging near the lows, the most depressed of the industrial commodities at the moment, at least among the futures traded industrial commodities. The other energy contracts are firm, which makes me feel that natural gas won't stay down here all that much longer. Could be a few more months at the outside in my view. But again, the gold, I beg your pardon, the crude oil price, 73.32, as I mentioned a moment ago. This looks like a consolidation above that big trading range beneath the $70 level overall. So still very much in a secular secular bull market. Now, in terms of all these metals and the huge gains that we've actually seen, good heavens, nickel up $600 in here today, 21,050. That's another new high for nickel, new high for copper, and probably some of the others in here, almost inevitably. Some of the others, looks like zinc, tin, also hitting new highs. Now, again, this is in these gains look absolutely enormous in nominal terms, but if we adjust all of these for inflation, and you can find the inflation-adjusted charts in the library, then these moves are nowhere near as big as they're being made out to be. They're awesome. It's been the best performing sector by far over the last 3 or 4 years. But within the secular bull market, and I've written more about this today, I just maintain that we will see very considerably higher industrial commodity prices over the next 10 to 20 years. This is going to be a long cycle, I feel, in terms of all the global demand for these commodities coming from these rapidly developing emerging economies, in addition to the continued demand that we get from the developed part of the world. Synchronized global economic recovery. I think it would really take quite a stunning recession. Stunning is a wrong word. Severe recession. To really dent that demand, and thereafter, I think it would pick up once again. So, although these trends are accelerating upwards, and that is a type 1 ending as described at the chart seminar, as many of you will know, I think it could, in terms of overall perspective, my belief is that we would not see anything more than medium-term peaks for some of these metals. And when you look at the very long-term charts, and Owen's put up some wonderful charts in here today that are on the site, given that long 21-year bear market, the huge base formations that you can see on those charts, I wouldn't be surprised if all the metal markets moved, so say, repeat this point, significantly higher over the next 10 or 20 years, and it could be a lot sooner than that. And Wall Street, as I wrap up this audio, and it's got just over another 40 minutes to go, it's clawed back a little of that, but the Dow's still down 132. Well, plenty of drama, eh, what? And roll on tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be interesting as well. All the best.